Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast for November 23rd, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous newsletter edition in JLN and JLN Options, and delve into the first four stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing, HKEX, is getting ready to launch China Treasury bond futures in Hong Kong if approved by regulators, the trade reported, and HKEX and Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission announced. It appears a contributing factor to Sam Altman's firing as CEO of OpenAI by the previous board of directors was a letter from several staff, quote, warning of a powerful artificial intelligence discovery that they said could threaten humanity, unquote, Reuters reported in an exclusive story. I decided to ask ChatGPT, quote, how could AI lead to the end of civilization, unquote. Here's the answer I received from ChatGPT. The idea that AI could lead to the end of civilization is a topic of much debate and speculation. Here are some theoretical ways in which AI could pose a risk. Autonomy and lack of control. If AI systems become highly autonomous and surpass human intelligence, we might lose the ability to control or predict their actions. Misalignment of goals. An AI's goals might not align with human values or intentions. If an AI is programmed with goals that are not perfectly aligned with human welfare, it could inadvertently cause harm on a massive scale. Accelerated weaponization. The use of AI in military applications could lead to the development of advanced autonomous weapon systems, potentially escalating conflicts or enabling new forms of warfare. Economic disruption. AI could dramatically disrupt job markets and economies, leading to widespread unemployment and social unrest. Dependence and vulnerability. As societies become more dependent on AI systems, a failure or manipulation of these systems could have catastrophic consequences. Ethical and moral implications. AI might make decisions that are technically efficient but ethically or morally questionable, leading to societal conflicts. AI-driven surveillance. The potential for AI-driven surveillance could lead to unprecedented invasions of privacy or totalitarian control if misused by governments or other organizations. It's important to note that these scenarios are speculative and depend on various factors, including the pace of AI development, regulatory frameworks, and the global socio-political environment. Addressing these risks requires careful consideration, ethical AI development, robust safety measures, and international cooperation. My comment. I would say that ChatGPT has a pretty good head on its shoulders when addressing this issue. I like that in my future autonomous technological overlord. The Financial Times Unhedged Podcast latest episode is titled Unhedged Podcast, What the London Stock Exchange Really Trades, and the subheading is The LSE Has Become a Data Merchant. Do its listings still matter? If you ever wondered how wine is really sold, the Financial Times has a story that explains it titled Buy Cheap and Sell to Rubes, a Scientific Guide to Wine Investing. Today is Black Friday, and lots of people will be shopping for Christmas gifts for loved ones. Some children in Ukraine don't have parents anymore to give them Christmas gifts, and uber good guy Tom Lant is revving up his GoFundMe fundraising to try to help them out. If you'd like to support his efforts, you can do so with a link in today's newsletter. Because of the Thanksgiving holiday yesterday, today is a given day for JLN staff. That means we publish JLN, but we will not be publishing JLN options. Additionally, because of the shortened week and the given day, we will not be publishing the weekend update tomorrow. Our most read stories from the previous edition of JLN options were NVIDIA options hand rare gains to traders betting on calmness from Bloomberg via Yahoo Finance. Hedge fund short sellers suffer $43 billion of losses in market rally from the Financial Times. And crypto traders load up on Bitcoin topside option plays after Binance's guilty plea from CoinDesk. You can subscribe to the free JLN options newsletter with the link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a special sponsored content message from our friends at JPX. To reinforce the function of margin, that is, to protect investors, Japan Securities Clearing Corporation, JSCC, a group entity of Japan Exchange Group, JPX, that handles clearing of JPX's derivatives market, has changed its margin calculation methodology from span method to VAR method on November 6, 2023. Under the VAR calculation method, there are two types of calculation methods, historical simulation method, HSVAR method, and alternative simulation method, ASVAR method. HSVAR method is used for index futures and options such as JPX's flagship contract Nikkei 225 futures, excluding dividend index futures, Japanese government bond, JGB futures and options, interest rate futures, the three-month TONA futures listed on Osaka Exchange, OSE, and Tokom's electricity and LNG futures contracts. On the other hand, ASVAR is used for OSE's dividend index futures, precious metals futures and options, rubber futures, agricultural futures, and Tokom's energy futures other than electricity and LNG futures. You can learn more with the link in today's newsletter. And note, each broker decides its handling of the amount of margin to investors independently based on the margin requirement JSCC notifies the brokers for. So the margin requirement JSCC calls for the brokers and the amount margin brokers require for investors' deposit may be different. We have another episode of our Options Discovery series, The Science Behind Selecting a Strike. Jamal Chandler, host of Engineering the Trade and veteran option trader, discusses option strike price selection in this Options Discovery full interview. In this Options Discovery full interview, Esma Awa speaks with Jamal Chandler, host of Tasty Lives Engineering the Trade. Jamal addresses a variety of topics from his career, including his background in the sciences and discovering his passions for the derivative space. Jamal also gives more insight into strike price selection, such as the moneyness of a strike, risk profiles, and more. You can view Engineering the Trade with a link in today's newsletter and watch the full episode on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Ramaswamy's crypto deregulation plan is scaring the industry. Presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy's call for mass deregulation of the crypto industry and drastic cuts to the Securities Exchange Commission are the makings of crypto regulators' nightmares. Yet a version of that plan could be a reality if a Republican wins the White House. Ramaswamy, who is polling in the single digits, is unlikely to become the 2024 Republican presidential nominee. But he has echoed many of the policy positions of frontrunner Donald Trump, teeing himself up for a potential high-profile spot in a GOP administration that could have significant sway over crypto. Ramaswamy may not win, but his ideas may turn into policy for a Trump administration should the former president return to the White House. Where would Ramaswamy fit in a Trump administration? Head of FDA or head of the SEC? Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, Ukraine's struggle for arms and attention gives Putin an opening. In late September, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg discussed visiting the alliance's headquarters in Brussels to meet with the group of countries providing him with military support. The goal was to keep weapons flowing after a summer counteroffensive that hadn't yielded a major breakthrough. My comment, let's not give Mr. Putin an opening. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Why You Should Be Able to Sell Your Kidney. The cases for and against putting a price on human organs go to the heart of the debate about capitalism. Javier Milei won the Argentine presidency with a promise to rip up the state, dynamite the central bank, and ditch the peso for the dollar. All are controversial, but none so controversial as his belief that there should be a legal market for human organs. The yuck factor led him to play down his views as the election neared, but trading in organs is one of the most interesting libertarian ideas and regarded with horror by critics, who see it as the purest form of dystopian capitalism. There are two compelling reasons to allow people to sell organs, while the counterarguments tend to overlook the basic question of economics. What is the alternative? We shouldn't expect to be trading kidney futures in Chicago anytime soon, but the cases for and against putting a price on kidneys go to the heart of the debate about capitalism. My question, how about a futures market for kidneys? That might be the most painful delivery ever. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our most clicked story Wednesday was Black Friday 2023, the 150-plus best deals of the thousands we've reviewed so far from the New York Times Wirecutter. Second was the Binance chief resigns as crypto exchange pays $4 billion in fines from the Financial Times. Third was a tie between the Financial Times, Morgan Stanley co-president Andy Saperstein diagnosed with cancer, and Sam Altman is reinstated as OpenAI's chief executive from the New York Times. Here are the top four stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Financial Times. The headline, Crypto Power Struggle Enters New Stage with Binance Settlement. Central authorities struck a blow against libertarian entrepreneurs this week. It's a Gillian Tett editorial. Almost the only topic that techies can talk about this week is the extraordinary drama at OpenAI, but a little further north in a federal court in Seattle, another startling tale has unfolded, which has implications for another set of recently hot innovations. On Tuesday, the Department of Justice unveiled sweeping money laundering and fraud charges against Binance, the world's biggest crypto trading platform, prompting its leader, Changpeng Zhao, CZ, to resign and pay a $50 million fine. Binance also made a $4.3 billion settlement, marking, quote, one of the largest corporate penalties in U.S. history, unquote, as Merrick Garland, Attorney General, triumphantly declared. The next story is from the Wall Street Journal. Binance penalties include a number of crypto industry firsts. The Treasury Department's FinCEN is imposing its first ever monitorship on the cryptocurrency exchange. U.S. regulators' settlement with the largest cryptocurrency exchange marked a new era in its enforcement efforts in the nascent sector. Some of the penalty imposed on Binance are a first for the cryptocurrency company, with regulators employing powerful measures typically used in the past to rein in major financial institutions. Binance penalties includes record-breaking civil fines for the Treasury Department, the first monitorship imposed by the Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, and the first personal liability charge against the chief compliance officer by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. And then here's a story from the trade. Hong Kong Exchange reveals plan to launch Treasury bond futures. The move will help increase international participation in Chinese equities and fixed income markets and increased investment and risk management opportunities in Hong Kong. Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing has announced plans to launch China Treasury bond futures in Hong Kong, subject to regulatory approval. The addition of these Treasury bond futures will help regional and global investors interested in addressing China in accessing China manage their interest rate and investment risks more effectively, according to Hong Kong Exchange. The next story is from Bloomberg. The headline, shorting ban drives South Korean stock bears to futures market. South Korea's equity markets may be heading for more turbulence as investors place bearish bets on single stock futures, an unintended consequence of last month's short selling ban. Futures of some Korean companies are trading at a discount of as much as 6% to their spot prices as investors try to hedge potential risks, according to exchange data. The move risks driving up volatility in the market, adding to challenges for investors seeking steady returns after the surprise crackdown on selling of borrowed shares. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners, and if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.